Every once in a while, I listen to these kind of motivating speakers, you know. Motivators have searched a little YouTube because something keeps my energy going, you know, just to figure out what they say. And one thing that that I picked up years ago from listening to them is that you have to kind of define what you call your area of influence. And he says why a lot of people get kind of bogged down is that they worry and concern and try to fix things they have no influence over. They can't change any of that. And so what happens is that they get frustrated, discouraged, and then paralyzed, and they don't do anything. And it becomes also a huge distraction and a lot of wasted energy. So you sort of define your area of influence. I think that's a great way to begin. And what I like about that is that then you realize what you can do. And when I take a look at today's gospel, that came to my mind because one of the things we have to deal with and that Christ came to deal with is evil in the world. You know, there's no question, and I think that, you know, sometimes people who have a hard time believing in God, it's like, well, at least you have to, I mean, it's pretty obvious it's evil. You have to at least, if you don't believe in God, you got to at least believe in evil, if you believe in good and evil. But good and evil has been the thing since the beginning of creation. And when and it looks like Christ comes in that battle against evil and to bring his Father's goodness to the world. But take a look at what I was struck this morning reading this, is that he didn't deal with that sort of cosmic evil out there. It was a man in front of him who was possessed by a demon, and he addresses that evil. And way too many times we talk about evil, which I would definitely not argue with, because evil in maybe our politics, even in the evil that's sometimes in the church with human beings, the evil that's in other people in our society, and that we sort of have this kind of fight against some play, something out there, as opposed to evil right in front of us, evil maybe even in our hearts, that sometimes we don't even address that, and that is definitely an area of influence that we have, that what's going on inside us, and sometimes our excessive way of, or righteous way to deal with it, is that we even not aware of the evil that's inside of us that's causing that. And the backbiting or the anger or the judgmentalism that happens when we turn around and say, look, if we follow Christ, he dealt with the evil that's right in front of him. He cured that man. He healed that person. He drove the demon out of that person. He forgave that person's sin. And I think that that's a great thing for us to kind of meditate on, because we go throughout our day, you go through in your life, you take a look at what is happening in our midst and what is our area of influence, what are the things we can do, you know, to make a difference and bringing God's work and will and being his hands, his feet, his mouth into our world right here in our midst. And then I think if the entire world was absorbed with that, then obviously it would make a huge difference. So, and my reflection for you today is to take a look, if we take a look at that, what's going on inside you when God calls you to holiness, when God calls you to something better, all the energy that we would spend in that, sometimes instead of, and you know, I see lots of things because as you surf the internet, people worried about, oh, I'm writing all kinds of stuff and wasting lots and lots of time about all that evil that's out there and all these other people who are doing these things, when I want to say, so what does your life look like? How is your spirituality going? What kind of good for God are you doing right there with the people in your midst and in your life? Because sometimes we can get distracted. And I think that's part of the evil one. Distracted with all that stuff that we have no influence over, but can preoccupy, distract us, and waste a lot of energy. Take care of the people and the good and that is right in front of us.